since I only do have a couple of action items while we're waiting for everybody else to get here, if you have any like questions that we'll do Q&As at the start this time, because otherwise there might not be much opportunity for them. We have a CSM oriented meta show today. So we're going to have Merkelchen and a Nominate and January Valentine and Brisk, who are all running for CSM. And Merkelchen has promised that he's got some new cool way of talking about it. So tune into that. And maybe if Merkelchen does not entertain, we will be disappointed. But I'm sure he will entertain because he is actually always fucking hilarious. And I love the dude. So we have questions, and this is actually quite an interesting one. I'm glad you brought it up, Midori. So there's a couple questions involving like the whole Triglavian Edencom like scenario that the game is in right now. Which side would we take? How are we going to get involved or not get involved? Right now, we don't have a policy because our policy is to wait until it stabilizes, right? Like right now, the implementation is like weird and CCP and whatever. And once we have a solid idea of, what is optimal for us, we will tell you guys what we're going to do with it. But as it stands right now, we were discussing this in the Kremlin meeting. As it stands right now, it's too CCP to really make a call on yet. So next week we'll probably have something for you guys about it. Is there actually going to be a big war? Have you been on any of the Jeff deployment ops? Because when I am staring at a Fortizar that has Snuff and NC Dot and Pandemic Horde and all of our favorite its that we like to shoot on it staring at us, that looks like a war to me. Horde looks to be setting up a trade hub in Domain. I assume you're talking about the Tranquility Trading Corporation in Ignaten, which is a thing that we all share a part and profit from. We like that. Because it pays us. Can we get them to stop blueballing us? All right, let me see. Is the op done? Not yet. We still have 200 people on op channel. Basically, as soon as the op clears out, I'll tell you guys the big news, and then we can get to work. Will I be using my main in a fleet and force them to primary me? Yeah, I actually have Mittens and F7C and a kitted out Revelation precisely for face tanking. And my hope is that they will not be able to resist shooting the Mitanni on the field, and thus I will be able to face tank for one of our dread bombs. We've been plugging the real life spaceships this entire time. Like we've been sending, like we usually will send broadcasts, and I think we already have sent broadcasts about like the SpaceX launches. Like we're all a bunch of spaceship nerds. We all want to watch spaceships. So I think we've sent the ping. Yep, it's T-minus 12. All right, people are coming in here now, which is cool. It's going to be a very short fireside here as soon as those ops get up here because we've got work to do. Locust fleets happen on Sundays, not on Saturdays. Good question. It's not your bad. It's all good. I'm glad you asked. I have directors and a whole bunch of people telling me like the launch is happening, and we're all talking about the fact and we're all linking it around. I don't know if we have not launched, like, we've sent a broadcast about the fucking SpaceX launch, haven't we? Well, Asher, or if one of the other directors can do it while I'm trying to do this, you are assumed to know about the fucking SpaceX launch because we're all talking about it.
We've sent a ping about it.
Okay, thank you. John, are we cleared of the op? Are we good to?
Yeah, everyone should be in it.
Okay, so here's the deal, guys. Jeff deployment's been going really well. I've got, as some of you have seen, I've been playing a lot of Eve the last couple weeks on my various alts. So if you were catching the big structure grind yesterday, it was, I enjoyed it, but I'm weird and I enjoy smoking weed, listening to music, and shotting POS. So there you go. It's been a blast. It's going great. And I think it will go even better if we do something with our super carriers. For some reason, CCP keeps nerfing our super carriers. We can't use them for PvE. We might as well use these things for PvP because that's the only thing they're good for. So maybe we should take all of our super carriers and ram them up the asses of our enemies because fuck it. Why not? They're just collecting dust. I mean, you know, is it cost effective? Will we necessarily use them in every single op? I don't know, but it'll be a big ass fleet in being. We have literally nothing better to do with the damn things. So we are not deploying Titans yet. We are deploying super carriers, and that's what we're doing now, actually. The theme of the Fireside is we're having a move up. Now, obviously, a lot of you people have unsubbed or sold or otherwise gotten rid of your super carriers. If you are not ready to rock with them right now, I know our combat carrier pilots have been having a shitload of fun because combat carriers are hilarious, and so hopefully the same with super carriers. So if you miss this move op, it is very easy for us to get to F7C, and there will be more move ops. So if you're like, oh shit, I'm not ready, fix your shit, take your time, and we'll get you on another move op. But for carriers to F7C, this is still officially a Jeff deployment. We're doing a pretty good job of shooting the bad guys. And I've also realized that explaining to the bad guys exactly what we're doing, if I don't tell them what we're doing, they don't seem to figure out what we're doing. So I'm not going to talk about like future plans or like big grand objectives. It's a Jeff deployment. We're sending the super carriers up there. Let's have some fun. That's it. So now we're going to send some broadcasts and get the fucking move op going. And while we're doing the move op, the other thing is once we get to the other end of the move op, we do have some more strat ops and things to blow up today. We are not bringing Titans. 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 We are only bringing super carriers. We are only bringing super carriers. Super carriers. And faxes. Can't forget faxes. We always need more faxes. This has been a fun campaign. I think it's going to be even more fun. It is not stopping anytime soon, so let's get that shit to the front. If you are not in Jeff, you are doing it wrong because this is where the fun's at. You just have to repeat things over and over and over again. Otherwise, people won't get it. All right, let's get to work, guys. Thanks for coming, and let's do this shit, and hopefully the SpaceX launch goes well. Dreads are always welcome. Like, if you want to bring dreads to the front, bring dreads, bring carriers, bring faxes, bring super carriers. Do not bring your Titans. This is a really fun campaign. It's getting even more fun. Also, mad props to the dudes that have been hunting Pandemic Horde in their staging system. It has been hilarious that we've been getting Titan kills on a regular basis and that it took them like 45 minutes to respond to our dread bomb the other night. I have almost never seen a response to a dread bomb that weak. And I really think that those dudes who are working on that have gotten inside of the bad guys' head. Which I love, and high fives all around. That's it. Let's get on the move up. Let's get our fucking supers up there. Let's do this.